Does that music sound familiar to you? Of course it does. That's because it is Thursday. It is time for Cinema Chat right here on your community NPR station, 89.1 WEMU. I am acting host Matt Hobson. It is my pleasure to give you all the movie news alongside my better half, Mr. Marky Arts himself, Nick Alderink. Nick, how are you on this fine day?
I'm doing great. How are you, Matt?
Just trying my best to stay cool, that's for sure.
That's right.
But I'm sure the Michigan Theater will certainly provide that, especially as Art Fair weekend is officially starting today.
Yeah, that's right. And the heat is on for this Art Fair. We are not doing our usual organ concerts. We will have the organ set to play on its own, and it will be a cooling space, and I think that is going to be what is most important for this weekend here.
Well, yeah, there's that, but there is one movie that you are basically, well, in a... For lack of a better term, pulling out all the stops for.
That's right. The Odyssey comes out today at the Michigan, and we are presenting it on 35mm. I mean, this is not only the movie of the summer, but probably the movie of the year.
I was thinking the same thing.
Yeah, yeah. So we're showing it on 35. It's a really special way to see this film. As set after the Trojan War, Odysseus faces a dangerous voyage back to Ithaca, meeting creatures like the Cyclops, Polyphemus, Sirens, and Calypso along the way, from writer-director Christopher Nolan, and also starring Matt Damon, Tom Holland, Anne Hathaway, Robert Pattinson, and many, many more are in this film.
And what you're telling me, people have a chance to actually bring home a 35mm strips of The Odyssey home with them.
That's right. Yeah, it'll be first come, first served. We got quite a bit of these. They're film strips. They are all the same. They're not actually parts of the film, but they're about four or five frames of the film on a little strip that you can take home as a souvenir. But yeah, first come, first serve. We're going to start giving them away tonight at our screenings and then through the weekend.
That is awesome. But you do also have an alternative at the State Theater. This could be a film of self-journey in some ways, but maybe the title can be explained a little bit more.
Yeah, it's called Gail Daughtry and the Celebrity Sex Pass. It is about a fiancé who uses their celebrity pass agreement. And so small-town hairdresser Gail Daughtry travels to Hollywood seeking revenge by pursuing her own celebrity encounter, John Hamm. And this is from writer-director David Wayne, who made Wet Hot American Summer.
Real funny film.
Among we have many great comedies and stars Zoe Deutsch, and many other celebrities playing themselves. So it's going to be a real funny good time at the movies.
Sounds like one heck of a cameo fest.
Yeah.
And you got plenty of special screenings come up, starting with something scary on the late night side with The Descent.
Yeah, this is a horror film from 2005. It'll be playing tomorrow at 9:30 at the Michigan, part of our late nights Summerween category theme, all summer horror films. And this is about a caving expedition that goes horribly wrong when six explorers become trapped and ultimately pursued by a strange breed of predators. Now, when you Google the greatest jump scares in cinema history, there's a moment in this film that's usually somewhere on that list.
And I'm sure it would be, considering you're in a dark cave and no light, no way out.
Bring your friend. Someone to hold on to during this.
Yeah, but on top of that, for the weekend, you have something for the kids, and here's a cast that just cannot go wrong over the last 40-some odd years.
Yeah, The Great Muppet Caper will be playing this Sunday, July 19th at 11 a.m. at the Michigan. This is part of our family-friendly series, which means it is free and open to the public. This is the second live-action Muppets film that stars journalists Kermit, Fozzie, and Gonzo, who snag an assignment reporting on a British jewel heist. Arriving in England, they seek out socialite Lady Holiday, the victim of the theft, and soon Miss Piggy appears, intending to work for Lady Holiday, but she ends up being framed by the aristocrat's scheming brother, so Kermit and his friends must work to clear Piggy's name.
And will they clear her name? Can they clear her name? You'll just have to find out.
Yeah, but it's a lot of really great celebrity cameos in this one as well, including Charles Grodin.
Right, I don't remember that, yes.
Yeah.
This is Cinema Chat right here on your community NPR station, 89.1 WEMU. I'm Matt Hobson, here as always with Nick Alderink, and come up with part of the summer classics. This is actually a favorite of my dad's, Cool Hand Luke.
From 1967, that'll be playing this Sunday at 1:30 at the Michigan. It's about petty criminal Luke Jackson, who's played brilliantly by Paul Newman, is sentenced to 2 years in a Florida prison. He doesn't play by the rules of the sadistic warden, played by Strother Martin, and Luke's bravado make him a rebel hero. hero to his fellow convicts and a thorn in the side of the prison officers.
Yeah, the first time I asked this, my dad immediately asked me, he's like, so what do you think of the hard-boiled egg scene where he sells 50 eggs in his mouth?
Yeah, a lot of memorable moments. Yep. And also a very often quoted line, what we have here is a failure to communicate.
Yeah, yes. Yeah. But not here. Yeah. And for the Art House Revival series, you have a classic from... No doubt a legend himself, Martin Scorsese.
Yeah, this is a different film of his called New York, New York. Came out in 1977. That'll be playing this next week, Tuesday, July 21st at 7 o'clock at the Michigan. Part of our Art House Revival series celebrating musicals all month long. And this is about an egotistical saxophonist and a young lounge singer who meet on VJ Day and embark on a strained and rocky romance even as their careers begin a long uphill climb. And as you said, from director Martin Scorsese and starring Liza Minnelli and Robert De Niro.
Yeah, and I looked this movie up and I saw the rating and it said PG. I'm like, I had no idea Scorsese did a PG movie in his entire life.
Yeah.
Okay, and on top of that, we're actually going to head to next week. Wednesday, you have part of your Studio Ghibli film. Well, what can I say? This may be the quintessential Ghibli film.
Yeah, this is up there amongst not only the best Ghibli films, but also one of the best animated films of all time, Spirited Away from 2001. Next week, Wednesday, July 22nd at 7 o'clock at the Michigan. During her family's move to the suburbs, a sullen 10-year-old girl wanders into a world ruled by gods, witches, and spirits, and where humans are changed into beasts, and this is from the great writer-director Hayao Miyazaki.
And of course, that series will certainly come on with more from Miyazaki, I bet.
Yep. Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yep, and you're in also looking at next week, about this time next week, you're going to continue the celebration of Mel Brooks and probably his most, I guess you can call it his most educational film.
if you want to put it that way. History of the World Part 1, I'm sure we'll mention this next week as well, from 1981, next week, Thursday, July 23rd at 7 o'clock, part of our Happy Birthday, Mel Brooks, the 100-Year-Old Man series. In this one, Mel Brooks brings his one-of-a-kind comic touch to the history of mankind, covering events from the Old Testament to the French Revolution in a series of episodic comedy vignettes. And this one's, he's got his usual suspects. He, of course, stars in most of the vignettes, but he also got Gregory Hines, Dom DeLuise, Madeline Kahn, Harvey Korman, Cloris Leachman, Sid Caesar, and many, many more.
And a very important question. Do you care if it falls the Roman Empire?
What's that?
It's a quote from me.
Sorry.
Do you care if it falls? Roman Empire?
Yeah.
Nah.
It's been a while since I've seen that.
Yes, it has. Yeah. But they actually continue this on. I actually found time to watch History of the World Part 2 recently, and it was a great continuation. They essentially did vignettes on, they had Wanda Sykes playing Shirley Chisholm in a form of a 70s sitcom.
Yeah,
and,
yeah.
They did a whole Civil War, basically, Lincoln's standing orders like, okay, General Grant, not until this war is over, you cannot drink. And of course, that does not stand with them, and they had many others. There was even a really good one where Josh Gad plays William Shakespeare.
I was going to bring that one up,
He basically sets up a whole writer's room, and of course, any ideas they come up with, he immediately has to take credit as per your typical head writer.
Yeah.
But hey, if you want a good starting point, it's always History of the World Part 1. And it's Count de Monet, Count de Monet. Just make sure everyone knows about that.
Yeah.
Okay, continuing on, you have quite a few films. Here's one that NPR gave a lot of attention to, The Invite. How's been the response in this one?
That has been a really great response that's getting great reviews and was our highest selling film at the box office last weekend. Stars Seth Rogen and Olivia Wilde as Joe and Angela, whose marriage is on thin ice. And when they invite their enigmatic upstairs neighbors, played by Penelope Cruz and Ed Norton, for a dinner party, the night spirals into unexpected places. This is an English language remake of the 2020 Spanish film The People Upstairs, and I expect this one to be around at the state for quite a while.
Have you ever considered actually showing the original film, The People Upstairs, at one point?
You know, I wasn't familiar with it until this film came out, and I would like to, give that a shot. Okay. It also has some Virginia Woolf ties to it, which we had just played not too long ago. Mm-hmm. But I would like to seek it out, see if we can get that on the screen.
Yeah, I mean, you still have less dose of a horror. You still have Evil Dead Burn at the State Theater and the Rose in Nevada, Michigan. We talked this quite a bit last week.
Mm-hmm. Both of those had pretty good weekends. Evil Dead Burn, you probably only have one more week to catch it. We're going to have to clear room for some other stuff coming out at the end of the month, like Spider-Man. We'll be getting this new Spider-Man brand new day.
That's right.
So we'll
definitely talk about that in a few weeks.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, the Rose in Nevada, that was one that kind of interests me. I kind of had a Twilight Zone vibe to it as well.
Yeah, in a very small, kind of micro-budget indie film, and it was great to see audiences come out for that one. This is about a mysterious mysterious boat that returns to a village 30 years after vanishing, and two men join its crew, hoping for better fortune. After one voyage, they find themselves transported back in time, mistaken for the original crew, and it stars George MacKay. You may know him from in the Oscar race maybe 8 years ago or so, in 1917, along with Callum Turner.
Yep, and seeing Disclosure State still has some staying power to state right now, right?
Yeah, probably another week or two left of that one as well.
Well, I'm still catching one of 10. And, of course, the big one again is The Odyssey. You guys are pulling out all the stops on this one. I look forward to hearing the report on that for next week.
Yeah, look forward to it.
In the meantime, Nick, thanks a lot for stopping by in the studio and giving us all the stuff on cinema.
Thanks, Nick. Yeah, thank you so much, Matt.
For Nick Aldrink, I am Matt Hobson, and it is my pleasure to give you Cinema Chat every Thursday right here on your community NPR station, 89.1 WEMU Ypsilanti. See you at the movies, and have a good day.